Pay, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday. Founded by American Express. When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that helps you do more of what you love. Like a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And with 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, going the extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
But Mike Novogratz gave some interesting commentary. So from an investing standpoint, yep. If you don't know who Mike Novogratz is, he's a billionaire. He spoke at InvestFest. He's been on Market Mondays. He said that his biggest concern was the U.S. debt. That was the biggest concern.
I'm screaming that for
2 years. He said his top investments would be hedges for inflation. Like if somebody had money to invest right now, mm-hmm. he said that he was leery of the stock market long term. Mm-hmm. He said crypto, particularly Bitcoin. And Solana, mm-hmm. on the altcoin side.
Yep.
And he said
gold, I'm assuming.
Gold. Mm-hmm. He said gold. He thinks gold can get to 10,000.
Yeah. There was another one he said.
What?
Tech.
Well, he said tech stocks for sure, but he said tech stocks is going to have a crash at some point.
Yeah.
And then he referenced, he was talking about like all the different crashes. And there's a spike before the party's over. And he was like, in year 2000, mm-hmm. they had fireworks that went from Japan all the way to Australia and everybody. And then the next day, the stock market crashed. Yeah.
He said every great party has a hangover.
So he was saying that tech point. Still has
2019. It happened.
He said tech still has a ride up.
Yep.
But he said he didn't know if it was going to be 2 months, 2 years, five years. But he said that eventually the tech wave is going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah. Him and Dave. I mean, these are just brilliant guys. Just brilliant dudes, man. Like, and shout out to Mel too. Mel's a brilliant dude in his own right. But every great party has a hangover, and so mm-hmm. the question is, well, what hour are we in this party, right? Like, is it after midnight yet? And they were kind of like, I think as far as AI, we still might be in the early innings, but eventually, right?
It's gonna come to an end.
It's gonna come to an end. We just got to be prepared. But I mean, there's always opportunities. I mean, there's so many ways you can look at it. Every crisis has an opportunity.
Well, let's take this one by one and have group discussion. Gold hitting 10,000 at some point.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
So,
I would say how time frame.
Yeah, time frame is important.
10 years?
Let's go. If we go in 4 years, no.
10
possible. Could it get to.
That's a hell of a return in 10 years. It's 2,700 now.
Yeah. So 5,000 though. I can see it getting to 5,000.
That's almost 3x.
Yeah. Will we have a pullback, a deep one? Absolutely.
In gold.
In tech. 2026.
So all right. So gold, we got gold at least doubling.
Gold. And it's important to tell people how to invest in gold, if that's right. He said through ETFs.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure everybody's like, well, how do I buy it? Where do I buy it?
I mean, you could buy physical gold, but then you know the ETF is GLD, it's Spider. Yeah. We talked about that on Market Mondays. But gold, tech stocks, because tech is what's driving the U.S. economy. That's why even when they put that report out, I forgot what bank, I think it was Goldman Sachs, that they expected 3% on the S&P over the next 10 years.
I was so excited.
I mean, because really, if you look at it, the S&P is not performing well outside of a few stocks, right? So it's 500 companies and it's like 10 stocks that's driving it. And all of those 10 stocks, are, for the most part, are all technology companies. So how long, you know, it's like one of these things, right? Like you can't carry dead weight for what so long.
Mm-hmm. We got some time.
So the tech stock craze, how long is this going to, what's the deal with this?
It's going to do incredibly well until late 2026. I've been saying this for a few years in Stock Club. 2027 is when we're going to see hell on earth. And a lot of companies that are not doing, hey, old boy who kept talking to me about Intel. Nvidia replaced it. I do this for a living before y'all knew who I was. Humbly and respectfully, I'm in a good place. So it's Rashad. But yeah. I need y'all to stop criticizing because y'all don't read and because you don't actively invest in the market. 2027, we're going to have a dramatic pullback. Could I see a 25 to 40% drop then? For sure. Dropbox just laid off 20% of its workforce. If you are not ALH, you're having a dramatic issue. The Russell 2000 is still struggling. I've been talking about the debt to GDP ratio forever, which has been a major issue. Trillions of dollars of losses are sitting inside of banks and nobody's talking about it. Free Thug, we talked about Young Thug getting free more than that the last 6 weeks. And no one's talking about this at scale, which is a student loan crisis is really big, but what's driving our value and what is our main export? Technology. So NVIDIA will get bigger at some point. Apple, I think by 2027, will be third in terms of market cap. For
well, sure. Well, let me just run down these numbers, right? Because if we're talking about that, how far can we go as far in terms of growth? Do you think NVIDIA will be a $4 trillion company in the next 3 years?
Absolutely.
Right? Do you think Apple will? I'll say yes.
Yes. Okay.
Microsoft?
Of course.
Right? They're all, right? And so then at least you'd say, well, if those are going to four, does Alphabet look like it can get to $3 trillion? Yeah.
Alphabet's fucked. I'm going to be real.
I think it can. I think Amazon will get there first.
Yes.
Right? That's $2 trillion. But then Meta's right there at that $1 trillion. TSM is about to be a $1 trillion company. Do we see that slowing down? So like that can now jump a few places. And so if we're talking about, does technology lead for the next 2-3 years? For sure. Is it
going to lead the next decade? But like Rashad said, though, the other, okay, company 15 through 498.
Yeah. We still got some ones in there.
Reserve player. But why 2027?
Let's just say, because I'm tired of people stealing. So my mom told me, so they couldn't steal. Don't tell everything. But 2027 is going to be a changing of the guard for a lot of companies. Like Apple's apex will be in 2034, just like we had a shift from 2019 to 2021 and what companies led. 2027 is a very pivotal year on a decade level when a lot of hedge funds are going to offload certain investments and then people are going to start to walk away.
So here's a follow-up question to that, right? Because this is important, because this happened over the weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
$300 billion in reserves.
Yep.
I don't think Buffett, let's say he's not, there's a chance he doesn't make it to 2027. There's a chance he doesn't make it to 20. Why the cash pile and the selling of tech, if that's the case?
Because when you have that amount of shares, you can't liquidate all at one time. You have to eventually leg out. And also, too, I think he knows something. Okay. If I'm looking at America as a puzzle. The commercial real estate is messed up. No one wants to talk about it. There's maybe 15 companies in tech that are driving all the valuations. Startup scene is in shambles. Private equity is in shambles. Banks are in shambles. If I told you that that was my business model, would you invest in me? Yes or no? The answer is going to be no. So at some point, the house of cards has to correct. And I think he's jumping. Now, I think it's a mistake to liquidate this early, but there's a reason he has that cash on hand. And going back to why he sold off in Bank of America, I want to say this again. There are trillions. Okay, imagine if you were a trader and your P&L said negative $3 trillion. There's 10 banks that are, and for those of you who don't know, the level of losses that are sitting on the books is worse than 2008. And I'm going to declare this too. By 2027, that Mag 7 is going to be a fantastic four. Where have I heard that analogy before?
Hey, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday. Founded by American Express.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.